The issue of women covering their faces, modesty and interaction with non-mahram, those outside the close family circle, is rooted in the Quran, Sunnah, and the principles of Islamic jurisprudence. Let's break down the background, reasoning and implications of this ruling. Historical context and wisdom behind covering the face. In early Islamic society, modesty was a key element in distinguishing Muslim women and protecting them from harm. As you mentioned, some non-Muslims would taunt Muslim women when they went out. The covering of the face, commonly referred to as niqab, served several purposes: anonymity and protection. It ensured that women could go out without being identified or harassed, preserving modesty and honor. The veil became a means of shielding women's beauty from the gaze of those outside their immediate family, non-mahram. Social identity and religious expression. Muslim women covering themselves signaled their submission to Allah's commandments, marking their commitment to modesty as prescribed in Islam. The role of the curtain, hijab, for the wives of the Prophet Muhammad. The wives of the Prophet Muhammad were held to the highest standards of modesty, as they were known as the mothers of the believers. Allah commanded a curtain, hijab, to separate them from non-mahram men, to preserve their dignity and ensure respect. This command is based on the following verse: "And when you ask his wives for something, ask them from behind a partition that is purer for your hearts and their hearts." Quran 33:53. This instruction is specific to the Prophet's wives but provides general guidance for all Muslim men and women regarding modest interaction. This verse derives the principle of minimizing unnecessary interaction with non-mahram individuals. The purpose and requirement of a partition, curtain. Purity of intentions. The curtain or barrier between men and women was introduced to safeguard both parties from any inappropriate thoughts or desires. Reducing fitna, temptation. Islam seeks to limit situations that could lead to temptation or wrongdoing. The curtain serves as a preventive measure. Maintaining boundaries in communication. The wives of the Prophet would interact with non-mahram men only when necessary and always from behind a partition. This practice underscores the importance of maintaining clear boundaries in public and private interactions. Does this requirement apply to all Muslims until the last day? Islamic rulings derived from the Quran and Sunnah are timeless and cannot be changed to accommodate modern social norms. However, scholars have identified two types of rulings in Islam: fixed rulings, ahkam thabita. These are unchangeable, such as the obligations of prayer, fasting, and hijab. Contextual rulings, ahkam mutahayyira. These rulings may vary based on circumstances, provided they do not contradict the core principles of Islam. The ruling on modest interaction, including the hijab and maintaining a barrier between men and women, is considered a fixed ruling, while some aspects of its application, for example, using physical partitions, may depend on context. The core principle of modesty and boundary maintenance remains applicable until the last day. Modern changes in culture or lifestyle do not alter the fundamental requirements of modesty in Islam, as Allah's laws are eternal and perfect. Is face covering, niqab, required for all Muslim women? There's a scholarly difference of opinion on whether the niqab, face covering, is obligatory or recommended. Obligatory view. Some scholars argue that since the wives of the Prophet covered their faces, it becomes a general obligation for all Muslim women. This view also emphasizes the need for extra protection in times of moral decay. Recommended view. Other scholars maintain that the niqab is highly recommended but not mandatory. They argue that the essential obligation is to cover the body except for the face and hands, as derived from the hadith of Asma bint Abu Bakr, who showed only her hands and face in front of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Conclusion: applying the ruling in modern times. The requirement for modest behavior, including the use of a partition or curtain in certain interactions, remains relevant today. While the exact practice, like using a physical curtain, may vary, the underlying principle of maintaining modesty and boundaries applies universally. The laws of Allah are not subject to change with societal trends. Modesty, including wearing the hijab and maintaining appropriate boundaries with non-mahram individuals, remains essential for Muslims today, just as it was at the time of the Prophet. Muslims are encouraged to uphold these values, trusting in the wisdom and perfection of Allah's guidance.